Alright, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, quarantine? Okay, that's... Hey, it's The Usual Suspects. We're doing this. We are in lockdown mode. Well, some of us are. Some of us are lawbreakers, unruly citizens. But no, this is The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, Nicholas, joining you from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock today. So you may know that Joel normally starts the show, and he unfortunately was having some technical difficulties. And Nick, I know that the old guy having technical difficulties surprises you. Yeah, so he's actually headed into the studio because he loves the show that much.
And
he's
can't use an
law breaker. And he can't use an app, yes. So he's headed in right now. He's going to be the anchor, I guess. Well, actually, you'll be the anchor until he gets there. Then you guys can anchor down. So when I start having technical issues, you can make fun of me because I can't connect.
Exactly. But
we're gonna figure this out. We're going to make this work. We're going to get this down pat right now. I am using my cell phone and a headset and all kinds of stuff and an internet connection. So if this doesn't work, I'm trying to switch over to an iPad. We're going to make this work, people. What we're going to do is we're going to have fun no matter what.
We made it work. We made it work. Joel couldn't, but we made it. The dedicated suspects made it to work.
Well, for now.
I mean, as long as things are working right now, we can totally talk trash to Joel until once he gets in here to defend himself, we'll stop.
True. Now, what I'm worried about is if my wife is also working from home.
Ooh.
And she's actually, you know, she's been asked to work from home for now. So what I'm worried is if she gets online and starts looking at porn, that's going to slow down my internet connection.
See, she's not going to appreciate that comment.
She's going to be so pissed that she heard that. Really,
so much trouble.
You're just telling the whole city. She doesn't. That's me. So, but I can't do both right now. So
you're not going to be able to clear your history fast enough. It's going to be a disaster.
It's going to be bad. She's going to be angry at me for saying that. So how do you liking this 8 hours, buddy?
It's all right. I mean, it's not the fact that I'm working the 8 hours. It's the days that you're not in work. And I hate to admit this, but hearing your voice brings back some sort of normalcy to my life, considering how crazy it's been. I hate being at home. I hate not being on The Suspects. I hate not doing the show, as you know, but it's just the way it is. But the good positive about this, Barry, I'm essential. I have a letter that says,
"What?
My presence is required and needed despite the shutdown." Did you get one of those letters? No.
What?
Yeah, so we're still on the air doing local programming, and I have a letter that in
who
the
got you the letter, AJ?
The higher ups, the big wigs. And
wow.
AJ, and if I get pulled over,
say he's a big wig. Good Lord. You just made me vomit.
I just meant physical. Like he's physically.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He is big with no wig. He's bald. So
exactly.
He's a big no wig.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm good if I get pulled over.
That's good. I hope Joel gets pulled over. I really do. I hope he gets pulled over. And then they're like, "Sir, you're under arrest. We feel like you're trying to start the purge right now."
Well, he's been driving crazier than I have lately, so I wouldn't be surprised at this point. He has so much more confidence behind the wheel. He used to be such a defensive driver.
He used to drive like an old lady.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's not shocking.
Not shocking at all.
No, not at all. So I got to tell you, boy, getting to work today was a nightmare. Traffic was awful. The cat had all his toys in the hallway, and I couldn't get away. It was just... Hey, do you think this could be permanent where I could just do the show from my house once we're back to normal? I kind of like this.
It might be. You never know. I think the advent of this virus makes companies and people innovative, like Rahil was saying earlier. And I think new things to come. Positives are to come. It forces you to depend on technology more, which I think is a problem. But other than that, I think there's good things to come of this. I really do.
Yeah, I agree with you. It'll be because I know people do radio from their house. Friend of the show, friend of ours, Randy Lemon, does his radio show on the weekends from his home. I think Rush Limbaugh has his own studio probably in his house. So it's not unheard of. Now, again, those are solo shows. So, but I know, like, if you listen to ESPN at night, I forget the dude's name.
Coleman?
He's got that silky smooth. Yes.
Freddie Coleman.
Freddie Coleman added a boring white guy to his show, and they were on opposite ends of the country, but they still did their show from two different studios, I'm guessing.
They did. Lance and John and Lance decided to do it from the same location. So when they connected, they were actually, I don't know if they were at somebody's house or a available
strip
studio,
club.
A strip club.
No, it was a strip club.
Probably.
Well, that defeats the purpose, doesn't it? If we're supposed to stay home and away from each other, then going and meeting somewhere kind of defeats the purpose of social distancing, doesn't it?
It kind of does. Kind of does. I guess.
Then, look. Let me explain this scenario. So Granato goes and plays poker with his buddies at their house because all the poker rooms are closed. And, you know, one of those buddies probably has it. He just doesn't know it. Another one's got some other diseases that he's not aware of. But, you know, it's poker guy. So they're all dirty. So then John takes that back to his family. And then he meets up with Lance and they do radio and he gives him all the stuff he got from the poker game. And then Lance goes home and gives it. This is the whole reason why we're supposed to stay apart, because people are still going to bet. Like I was at, I tried to go to Best Buy yesterday and got denied. But then, you know, I was in Target and people were walking close to me and I was like, ugh, but I could get something. And then if I'm meeting up with you and Joe, I'm going to give it to you. It defeats the purpose.
Well, I guess John and Lance trust each other more than that. Dell was like, "Oh yeah, really? Lockdown? All right, I want to be as far away from you as possible." But John and Lance were like, "No, we want to do the show. We want to do the show together. You and Joel, not so much."
No, I don't want to. Well, you know, here's part of the problem is we're on literally opposite ends of this city. But if we were going to meet somewhere, guess where we would meet?
Probably the station.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't make no sense.
Oh, what are we going to go to a Starbucks? You can't go in and sit down. So if he's going to drive to my house or I'm going to drive to his house, we might as well just meet at the station. What's the point in not, you know, it does. I'm fine. I'll come back to work. I don't care. This is obviously nice, but you know, there's going to be technical problems, but you know, I'm good either way.
Yeah.
By the way, Joel texted us.
Yeah. He's not happy.
Both of you can kiss my ass and just look out when I get to the station. Well, the way he drives, it'll be 2 hours. We'll be almost done with this show by the time old lady Joel gets
and
to
I'll
the
leave.
Station.
I'll bounce. I'm like, here you go, Aaron, take over.
You're done at two. Yeah, you're like, done.
Bye,
you're
Felicia.
Out, right?
Yeah, I'm done at 2 o'clock. I'm like, you know, I was going to stick it out for the whole show some loyalty, and then I was like, nah.
Nah.
I'm getting
eight,
out this bitch.
Eight's a tough out, a tough thing, right?
It's not as bad as you would think. I mean, for me, it's about, you know, I've told you this on the show, that I don't normally eat when I wake up. I'm really bad about having that super late breakfast, and I know it's completely unhealthy for you, but I do. So that was the issue, because I'm not getting hungry till about Charlie Polillo's show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? The cool thing is we can always do, like, you know, DoorDash, Uber Eats. I ordered Nick's Place the last time we were all together. I can order something else from another small business.
Although, know what you should do?
What?
Oh, but you can't. I was going to say, you should order some Big City Wings takeout.
We should.
And because I'm going to go get some later. I'm going to go do a pickup. I don't know if it's going to be today or tomorrow. But you should get my hamburger. You should get the peanut butter bacon Laminac, sans bacon for you, obviously.
Yeah, 100%.
But you should do that. You should get a burger with peanut butter on it from Big City Wings and see if you like it. And, you know, you could put some Laminac in your mouth.
See, I wouldn't want to picture it that. I don't mind putting peanut butter in my mouth. I don't know about Laminac in my mouth.
No, well, now you made it sexual. And it
no,
was totally,
you did, sir.
That was, oh, was that me?
Mm-hmm. That was you.
Okay.
That was you. You know what's so funny about this whole coronavirus thing is that I did order takeout, and they're putting like these labels, like they put your food in the to-go bag, right? And then they fold it, and then they put like this, I guess, non-contact approved label saying that they didn't touch your food. When they had to use their hands, regardless of the fact they had gloves or not, they put their hands on your food, and then they have this label. And I saw this at, I think it was Mickey D's. And he kept forgetting to put this label on each and every to-go order that he just could not remember. He's like, I'm going to have to get used to this. I'm like, bro, it's been going on for a minute. The stickers are right there in front of you. He's like, hold on. Give me that bag back. I'm like, what? He's like, give me the bag back. I said, I gave him the bag back. And he literally folded my bag, put the sticker on it. I had to tear the sticker off and reopen my bag because that was protocol.
That's pretty funny. So you had to reopen the bag to let him know that they didn't open the bag.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yep.
I'm very surprised that he's at McDonald's with what's the critical thinking? Boy, he could be leading this whole coronavirus charge.
And I don't remember the last time I had McDonald's, but it's in the HEB or the grocery store I went to, and so I just walked out and I was like, you know what? I might as well just order food. But yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's pretty good though. I forgot how good McDonald's actually is.
See, I get made fun of because I eat it, but you forget it's pretty delicious.
It's still solid.
Yeah, it's the first of all, fries are they're the best fries in the history of French fries. McDonald's fries are. Period. I don't
agree.
No one call and argue. I'll delete your text and block you on Twitter. It's they're the best fries. Burgers are good. I've had better hamburgers, but in a pinch, especially like if I'm traveling on the road, I tell you what I really like from McDonald's is their breakfast. That sausage McMuffin with egg. And
I'll do the
brown,
breakfast all day. The chicken biscuit that'll as well.
Yeah, that'll do it, man. So, all right. Well, we've got plenty of show to get to. Joel's on his way, and we're going to make the best of it. Do I sound awful, Nicholas? I know no. My voice is annoying. I'm just saying, like, the technical side of it. Does it sound okay?
I mean, you sound terrible. The mic is fine, but you sound awful.
All right. Well, we'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. So we're not going to take phone calls, obviously, but if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, you can text that number and I will read them if they don't suck. Yesterday was pretty bad, try not to suck, clones. But also you can tweet us at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And when his old lady ass gets to the studio, we'll be able to, he can respond to your tweets if they're so inclined to do so. I got to make sure, because I'm doing all of this from my phone, which is crazy. When you think about how much technology has come, just in general, but the fact that you can do radio remotely from a cell phone just blows my mind.
I mean, they're charging you like it's a damn laptop. How much are phones now? Aren't they like $1,200 bucks?
Oh yeah, $1,000 for sure. I think my phone was $1,000, which is dumb. And I'm like, it's too much. But ooh, look at all the new stuff it does. Let me get that. So, yeah. But hey, if you want to tweet us, do so. If you want to text the show, do so. I'm looking at the text line. Okay, so people have been active. How did it go with Palillo? I didn't get a chance to listen. Was it fun?
It was fun. It was fun. Okay. As our boy Joel is very angry, throwing all kinds of stuff in the studio.
God, I'm so glad I don't have to see his face.
Well, you'll have to hear his voice. That you can't get away with.
Oh, look, somebody said Barry sounds like he's in studio.
Look at you.
First text. Sound is perfect. Suck it, Joel. All right.
Joel's not wiping anything down, so let's let him touch
his headphones. Because he's so angry.
Oh, I'm here.
What?
If you look at the clock and dare you even say anything about my driving and realize how quickly I got here, suck it.
Well, so, I've been giving you credit. I said you drive more aggressively.
Yeah, you did, but not the idiot on the other end.
Listen, old lady blank. I got from the Galleria to the Palatial Lamanac Estate in Spring in 35 minutes. It took you 20 to get from your place to the Galleria?
No, sir. Boy. I left
what were
after
you doing?
One.
Were you
when
jogging?
I was listening to you yahoos after when you made that ridiculous attempt at What Up H-Town. So,
no, with it was so good.
Oh, my God. I mean, the self-confidence you have is one thing. I will give you that. But other than that, man.
I don't – listen, Joel, we have established –
of the two of us, Barry, who made the sacrifice? Yeah. Of the two of us, because evidently your phone was dropping too. And I was like, you know what? We can't both be doing this. So rather than take the risk, of the two of us, I said, you know what? I'll jump in the car and I'll go in. And AD was like, okay, cool. And yet – I didn't hear you go, you know what? I'm going to do this 35-minute thing again. I'm going to put on – watch what I do.
Are you done?
Maybe.
Okay, because the only reason you went in is because your dumb ass can't figure out the technical side.
Not
of
true, because Nick
let's
can
be
verify.
Real.
No. You, Nick can
let's
verify.
Let's be real. Your ass would have stayed at home if could have.
I connected multiple times.
I hope they arrest you on the way home today.
And it would stay connected for up to arrested. 7 minutes. Yeah, because I don't have this special letter.
Exactly.
Because freaking Sergeant Sensitive didn't look out for the rest of us. But
I will say I appreciate you putting your life on the line for the show and getting arrested. But now I kind of hope you do just because you're being mean.
I'm being mean. You guys forget I heard the first segment. So
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm being mean suddenly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course not. Well, I'm here, bitches. So now let the party begin. What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? One of us is loyal enough to be in the studio. Matter of fact, two. If he stays the full 3 hours, we may have something. But Barry's in palatial, I don't know, North Lamanac zip code, whatever.
Spring. Yeah, don't tell people where I live.
I wasn't. You did. I just said in the Lamanac zip code, and you just barfed it out. So there you go.
So did you, was there a lot of people on the road?
Still pretty full, unfortunately. Yeah. A bunch of
really?
Idiots that don't know left lane, fast lane, don't know how to change lanes, and still a fairly congested, artery of 59, but
really,
yeah, it was crazy. I was
coming at this time.
Yeah, I wasn't happy. Yeah. It wasn't like when we go home. But it wasn't as clear as I was expecting it to be.
Well, it's probably because of the Harris County announcement of the shutdown. And so that's probably...
And people are like, I'm out.
I got to go buy toilet paper.
Yeah, I think people are raiding... I really do. I think people are raiding grocery stores and Home Depot right now.
I don't get it, man.
I'm not going to lie. I tweeted this out, and I mean it. I don't look at preppers as crazy people anymore. I was like, my aunt was a prepper and some of her friends, and I got buddies that live in Washington State now because they moved up there to be preppers, and I don't think they're crazy now. I get it. And the whole reason you need to prep is because other people are idiots and do runs on toilet paper for no reason.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I still don't understand the toilet paper thing because we have a paper plant in Wisconsin. So for those that say, well, the reason why there's such a run on toilet paper is because they're all in China. No, they're not. They're not. Because there's a very large paper company right
that's
in the
manufactured
middle
here.
Of Wisconsin.
Starts with a C, right?
No, I don't know which one.
Charmin. I think Charmin is the one that's manufactured here.
Oh, Barry. You mean what? Charmin?
Charmin, excuse me. Sorry, my bad.
What is it?
Is that one of his pet peeves?
On Valentine's Day, we'll call it Charmin. But look. No, Fort Howard Paper Company is in the United States of America. So I don't like Barry's, and Nick, I don't know if you're listening yesterday, but again, we covered the fact that Barry is very desperate times, desperate measures. The Diet Coke supply and the Diet Soda supply is running just bare shelves all over the city because of the fact that all of the sweeteners used in Diet Soda are manufactured in China.
Now, this I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I figured you already stocked your entire house with Diet Cokes.
I'm looking at two cases. What is that? The 36? I've got two 36 packs, and I've got four 12 packs in the back fridge.
Jeez, look at that.
You're set.
He's set.
You're just fine.
No, like literally, though. First of all, I got to tell my wife because she doesn't drink a lot of Diet Coke, but at night she'll drink one or in the middle of the day, and I'm like, hey, you can't have no more. You're just go back to water, lady. You're messing this up for me. You're just wasting Diet Cokes because she drinks half of one and doesn't finish it.
Wasting Diet Cokes.
Lisa does the same thing.
I Nope. And I told her, no more. Your water. I got some Gatorade. I bought you, stopped and bought you beer. We've got 75 bottles of wine. Drink that. Get lit off my Diet Coke.
So you banned her from drinking your Diet Cokes? What kind of husband are you, bro?
I mean, look, I'm a prepared husband.
Well, you just said you're not a good prepper.
If you were
good,
the garage would be wall-to-wall Diet Coke right now. just saying.
Look, I'm getting out. I'm going to go buy a plug for my iPad so that I can get off this phone and try to use the iPad as intended, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna go brave the elements to Best Buy. Don't think for one second that I'm not stopping. And I'm taking my wife's SUV, and I'm stopping on the way back, and I'm buying nothing but Diet Cokes.
What I tell you, gas stations, because the stores are going to be the first to get picked over.
But they jip you, they rip you though, man.
No, because people go to the gas stations for the individual bottles and cans. They also carry the 12ers in a different section, not in the cooler. That's where you get the stock.
Oh, so you're that guy that goes in, hey, give me something from the back.
No, not from the back. Uh-huh. They're on shelves. Okay, I'm not helping you anymore. I hope you go to the store. I hope you get in a three-hour line, and I hope they limit how many you can buy. How about that? I just gave you the pro tip. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he'll have a lot to stack.
To me or to him?
Talking to both of you because you're both lipping off. The thing is they put the 12ers on a different shelf.
Okay, Dad.
Where they have...
Don't lip off to me.
That's right. They have the 12ers just on shelves next to the chips and things, completely separate from where all the cold drinks are, but they have them, and they have 12 packs, and you can buy multiples.
I'll genuinely take your advice, but I'm just saying it's not going to be any cheaper getting it from a gas station, even though they have it.
During these times, not many people are worried about cheaper. They're worried about making sure they get what they need. See, Barry's desperate.
Are you kidding me? Nick, I'd give away my cat for a case right now. I don't care. See, look, this cat, he's neutered. He doesn't know tricks, but I just
clipped
his nails.
Was he neutered by his name or by a vet?
No, by a vet. He's got the little tattoo. Do you know they tattoo animals now when they neuter them?
Our Chihuahua has a little green tattoo. Yep.
When Oliver got tattooed, he had Thug Life put across his stomach, his little tummy right there by his penis.
Are you sure that's what Oliver put?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He put Thug Life right there. Boom. When they did it.
So. I thought he was going to put a Chanel tattoo.
Okay.
Or a Louis Vuitton. See, on his belly.
That's my son you're talking about, Joel.
That's right.
You're just going to make fun of him like that, huh?
Yes.
You're just going to make fun of my son. Meow. You know what? Meow. That's his choice. Mm-hmm. I stand by him, unlike your three-legged dog that falls over.
He's gone now.
Suck it!
He's gone.
Boom!
I hope you feel good about that, but he's gone.
We both keep forgetting he got rid of the three-legged dog.
But you
the
care.
Poor three-legged dog.
Yeah.
I hope whoever you gave him to was a prepper and they ate him. How about that now? What?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Okay.
Good luck with your Diet Coke, bitch. I'm going to make sure that every freaking convenience store within 30 miles of your house is going to, even if they're not out, they're telling you they're
Joel's
out.
Joel's going to go buy all the Diet Coke between here and
the dude
Dallas.
With the glasses and the repaired widow's peak, he doesn't get any. That's it. Cut him off. No.
Oh, my
God. If he comes
God,
in and he's funny, shut him down. That's it. You're not getting anything.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah. Enjoy the hell out of that.
I will.
I don't understand, by the way, how both of us did it via phones. Both of us were connected. I did everything I was supposed to do. And then just within, it would stay connected for about 7 minutes, and without warning, it would just drop.
Well, it was doing that to Barry as well.
That's
but
what I heard.
He figured out how to somehow keep his line connected. I don't know what he did.
Imagine that. The former IT guy got it.
Yeah. But Joel obviously was struggling. Raheel did it, but John and Lance were from the – they're in the same location. Raheel didn't sound too bad. I feel like your connection is better than Raheel's.
Here it is.
Further.
And AD brought up something. It's probably voice censored. So he said Barry was dropping just the same, but the minute Barry started continuously talking, that's when it stopped dropping.
No, because – it's been dropping since when we started the show, it dropped at one point, I think, at a break when Nick and I were at a break. So,
oh, it did
at the
for
first
you?
Break. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. But I know how to get it. I know how to. How long was I out, Nick? Like 2 seconds?
Yeah, because you weren't driving.
Oh,
You weren't committed enough to get
whatever makes you feel better, buddy.
To make the commitment to get to the station to make sure the show doesn't suffer.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Well, it made me. It didn't feel me better listening Laminac to that damn first
out.
Segment.
Woo!
People. A lot of people need help these days. Guys, if you need some help, I'm telling you where you need to go. Apollo Men's Health. Because they are committed to you guys. And they're going to take care of you, treat you like family or one of your best friends, and make sure that they identify exactly how they can help you, and then do it the easiest way they know how, by making it painless in so many ways, just because they want to take care of you. They can take care of you with traditional testosterone therapy. They can also take care of you with other methods like injections. That means you don't have to come in as many times, but you still get all the same great results. Apollo Men's Health offers cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy. It reduces those weekly visits. It maintains your overall wellness, and you feel better almost immediately. They also offer body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy to increase your overall quality of life. And remember, your health is your wealth, so invest in yourself. Give them a call right now, 832-664-9966. 832-664-9966. People are standing by to take that call. You can also go to their website, apollomh.com. Book your first appointment online. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Believe me when I tell you, get in contact with Apollo Men's Health. You'll be glad you did.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You heard the man. It's The Usual Suspects with a plan. Nick is here in the studio. I am here in the studio. Barry is off in somewhere's wilderness woods of Happyville, USA. As we roll
through. I hope he's still there.
You think?
I'm here.
There you go.
Oh, nice try.
I mean,
I was just trying some different things in the break. Technically, to see if I could, I jumped on an old iPad to see if that would be better, if it wouldn't drop as much than versus the phone. But Nick said it sounded worse than the phone. So
I don't know how it could sound worse than what I heard when I was driving in.
All right.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the other thing. You got a lot of hats you wear these days. You can put the IT one away.
Why?
Because you got comedian and radio guy. We don't need another IT guy. You're going to be fine.
Why are you saying that?
Because during breaks, you just need to be prepping for the next segment of the show. I don't need you worrying about connections and wiring and all this. Just, you know, stick to the script, bro.
I think he's trying to tell you that he misses you is what he's trying to say.
No, that is not what I'm trying to tell
you. I think that's exactly what he's trying to say.
What are you telling me that I don't have the mental capacity to do both like you?
No, not saying that either. I know you do. You hoard it. You don't share it with others. That's something that you've developed. But other than that, I know you have that. I just think that you got a lot, you know, to worry about with hats these days. You got just keep those two on.
Okay. I'm good though.
Get that Diet Coke though. I will find some way to make sure you don't get it.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure that would make your day to see me over here fiending like a heroin addict.
Yep. I would enjoy that. Well, but you know what though, Barry? I will say this, because like most Houstonians and surrounding areas, I was dialed into Judge Hidalgo this morning because I wanted to hear.
Oh, did you? I didn't watch that. I don't care about that.
Well, because Channel 2 had already tipped off the world last night that it was coming. Galveston County had already done it, and that it was coming for Harris County. So I wanted to hear the judge's announcement. I think it started at like 8:15. And then Lisa's like trying to talk to me. I'm like, shh, wait till we get to the essential businesses part, because Starbucks has got to stay open. And she's like, oh, good call. And then when she said they will continue to do, restaurants can continue to do takeout and drive through, I just had this huge sigh of relief going, oh, well, then I don't have to worry about no Starbucks till April the 3rd. We're going to be okay.
Why don't you just make coffee at the house like a normal person?
Because, man, it doesn't taste the same. My reflux it gets all screwed up with coffee. I just do shots and water.
What?
Yeah. That's what an Americano is. Nick and I, we've been through this with you.
No, I don't care about what kind of coffee you get. That's y'all's beef with each other. I'm talking about just making, like, I just drink coffee. Whatever. So I just go to HEB and get a bunch of K-cups for my Keurig.
We have a Keurig. Lisa does coffee. But because of it's a long story. But you know what? And you know, I like to support my local peeps. I feel bad for all these people.
Starbucks really is a national chain, not a local peep. If you, you know, just so you know.
I'm talking about, you know what? It's a local, it's a locally owned and operated franchise. They pay for the franchise, but I happen to know the people locally who run it and all the people that work there. So I support
them. Oh, so that's what you tell yourself to be able to sleep at night.
Nope.
Got it.
No.
That's what you.
No. Just I tell myself that you're actually going to be nicer as we go forward. No. That's how I can sleep at night.
Do you? Yeah. Well, that's your mistake.
I know. But you know what? I keep trying to stay positive.
I was looking at the headlines for the sports stuff.
Yeah.
What would you say is the biggest headline? Is it the Olympics getting canceled?
There's a couple. That kind of, and again, though, because you and I had it yesterday. And while they were fiddling around to make the double secret official PR announcement, it was already decided yesterday. So I think that the luster was kind of off of that headline. I think the biggest headline right now is that the Panthers couldn't find a trade partner for Cam Newton, and they're just going to flat out cut him.
So you don't think it's that the Olympics get moved to 2021? Because I kind of feel like that's the big deal.
I think it would have been had it been a secret and then it came out.
Oh.
But our boy Dick Pound decided to – even Lisa chuckled at that, by the way. When Dick Pound kind of let the cat out of the bag yesterday – that basically took the luster off of the announcement for the Olympics.
So Cam is the big headline of the day, huh?
Well, yeah, and obviously ESPN needs something to spend all day on. So that has been like the biggest story, I think, sports related since it was rumored this middle of the morning.
And we didn't yesterday, we didn't even get to the Jamal Murray story. That never even
right.
We didn't even discuss
we had
that.
It. But we had so much breaking that we wanted to get to the peeps, like the suspension of the Testicle Festival.
Which was a big deal.
Yeah.
I felt like, though, that was low-hanging fruit.
I see what you did there.
What? All right. Who's still doing
it? No one else had it, but you keep doing it.
Right here.
Do you think? Well, he's
right
dead
here,
now.
Buddy.
You think they had a parade and, like, Dick Trickle could have been, like, the master of ceremonies?
See, I wish I would have dropped so I didn't have to hear that.
Why? Jim Schwantz one year, former NFLer. Sam Gash was a fullback for the Patriots.
You're just going to do them all, aren't you?
Terry Colon played with several teams in the NFL.
Rusty Kuntz?
Yeah, Rusty Kuntz, former MLB-er. Yes.
Just get them all out of your system. Just get it out of your system because you're just shoehorning these dad jokes in there. They're just they didn't apply at all.
If the shoe fits, buddy, just wear it. Okay. So you want to get to your Jamal Murray story?
I kind of did want to discuss that because I have questions.
All right,
you guys, and I'm glad Nick's here because I wanted to discuss it with him too.
Okay,
but so if you didn't hear the news, Jamal Murray on his IG story. For whatever reason, two videos got posted back to back on his store on his Instagram story.
Damn, I hate when that happens.
Wow.
Nick. Yeah, the IT genius falls into oblivion and we can't hear him anymore.
Yeah, that's the best part.
We should just rest for a second. If birds could just start chirping, it'd be like.
I should pretend like I can't even connect him and bring him back on the show. I should just act like, you know what?
Hey, IT genius, we didn't drive in because you had it all figured out. What now, bitch? Okay, that's what I thought. Barry's gone. So Nick and I are here to chop it up. And that's the way sometimes we like it. So we can continue with the usual suspects as we roll forward. We'll try to get Barry back on the air here during the break. But if you guys want to join us, look, the lines are still open. You can call us because you can tell us where you're at, what you're doing, and what you're going to be doing until April 3rd, 713-780-3776 on that HR&P listener line. You can text that number as well. You can also reach us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Is Barry still in the Geek Squad mobile, the VW bug, trying to drive around, get on the internet so he can be with us?
He is playing Geek Squad right now. We're trying to get him back over our airwaves
Possible. Don't try hard. You're good. Because the genius that said he had it figured out while I didn't, and I was technically challenged why I drove in, is now struggling mightily, and I like it. I like it a lot. Okay? Text message that says, Dick Trickle is dead, Joel. I know that, and he's from Wisconsin originally. I know exactly. It was just part of the bit, people. Play with me here. Go along with it. It's been a long morning. We're here. Nick's here. He's been here since what, 6?
6 a.m.
Ooh, Nicholas. And then I see the tweet when it was made official, and you said, this is killer. And I thought, oh, man, no bars or restaurants for Nick. And he's going to be working these 6 a.m. shifts. This may be you turn over a new leaf and just drop alcohol.
Well, you're forced. Yeah, you're forced to be.
Oh.
I'm forced to be more, you know, disciplined with my alcohol now that I have to be at work at 6 a.m. But not every shift is at 6 a.m.,
right,
sir.
Right,
so
right,
it's
right.
Not
but
terrible.
I'm just saying, this could be an opportunity for you to see if you can't just put it on the wayside.
Hopefully. We'll see. Mm. I doubt that. I think we still got Barry.
Yeah,
Barry.
Yeah.
Is Barry in the building?
Yeah,
kind
the,
of?
No, he's in the bathroom. We can hear that. Based on the grunting.
Is it, does it sound echoing?
More than a little bit.
It sounds a lot
bit.
Worse.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds awful.
What did you do, IT guy?
Yep. Way to go.
What's up, Geek Squad?
Listen, I can't control the applications themselves. There's the little code inside of them. I have no control over that. I can get connected. And that's all I can do.
Doesn't sound real good when you were hammering Joel for the entire first segment.
For all
and now you
said,
sound like you're in the closet.
Karma is a biatch. By the way, you know what you can't control? You can control flushing until you're done so that you can courtesy flush for Nora's sake. Because, man, I hope you're comfortable sitting in that bathroom.
That was awful.
You sound like you're in the middle of your Cafe Laminack bathroom.
He sounds
edition.
Like he's in the bathtub, 100%.
Yes, no question.
100%.
Now you sound like you're not there anymore.
Well, no, I'm here. I just switched back to the phone.
Oh,
so how's that?
It sounds a lot better.
A lot
right
better.
Now. Yep, well done.
See how I can bounce back and forth like that? IT guy. Yep. I didn't have to get in my car and be like, oh, I know how to solve this.
No, I
burn fossil fuels,
like you
endanger
home.
People on the road, drive fast and be crazy. No. I have an alternative.
Anybody,
I have a backup plan. Like any good IT guy.
Barry drive any day that ends with a Y and realize.
I'm a very safe driver.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Because listen, let's talk Jamal Murray.
Instead of playing. Well, we already did while you dropped.
You did not. I was listening.
When you do Connect Four and you go diagonal. That's the only time you should be not in traffic going 90. I've seen you. You forget this. I've seen you go diagonal across three lanes of traffic going 90.
Yeah, no, that's the space is there. You take it. I don't know why that's a big deal.
Because it would be up for discussion whether the space was actually there.
Okay.
You
well,
created it.
It was there or I would have wrecked. So.
Well, I was hoping. But anyway, now get to your Jamal Murray
Dang!
Story.
Anyway, so when did I lose you guys?
Right at the start. Perfect time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Jamal Murray got busted on IG. Two videos were posted to his IG story, and they were about 55 seconds because somebody did a screen cap of the whole thing and grabbed it before he deleted it. But it was basically a video of his girlfriend. We'll just say she was talking into his microphone. How about that?
She was satisfying him orally.
She was talking. You made it weird.
She was
talking into his microphone. And then that somehow ended up on his IG story. He said he got hacked. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys believe that?
Well, he was pressed on it. And what he meant by hacked was he doesn't deny doing the video or that he knows the female involved in the video. He felt he was hacked in that someone took the video from his cloud or wherever it was and made it public on IG. That's what he has kind of spun it to be.
Okay. Now, his girlfriend hopped online and tweeted out, if you have the video, please delete it. Which,
that's gonna happen.
My heart breaks for her, but that's not how this works. Nobody, and I nobody's deleting that video if they have it. They're just not. That's that people are horrible. And that's, and I didn't even go and search for the video to watch it because I really don't need to see it. But just asking on that, she should have just not sent that tweet.
You know what the number one response was? And it was two words. How much?
Hell no.
No, how much? If you want to.
Oh, really?
How much? No, I'm just guessing. But I'm, you know, there are people out there. There are people out there trying to make a buck off the coronavirus and all the different things. You know, there's someone out there that went, yeah, I'll delete it. How much?
You really think someone said how much?
No doubt about it, Barry. I completely think there was someone that said that.
Mm, that blows.
Oh, boy. I heard it the first time.
Wow. So, did you see where, I mean, so it kind of went viral.
Yeah.
And, Nick, were we able to grab the audio?
No, I do not. I'm getting it ready right now.
Okay. So, if you didn't know, I mean, obviously everybody knows about it. Everybody was out talking about it. Everybody was, in fact, we even, as we were getting ready to film the Houston Sports Show for Sunday, this is when it happened. It happened like Sunday midday. And I was getting ready to film, like I was finishing up the script when it happened. And so the writers like, oh my God, we got to write some more jokes for this, which we did. But then it just, it kind of blew up, obviously. And players and the internet just went crazy with it, which first and foremost, I feel bad for the chick. I always feel bad for the chick because, you know, Jamal Murray's a public figure and whatever, and it sucks if he got hacked. But really the one that it's that you feel bad for is the female that's involved because she's not a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first part of it. But then it does suck when your private business gets out here. But here's the thing. If you're a celebrity and you like to record yourself doing sexual things, don't use a phone. Like, get a camcorder or something because your phone can be hacked and it will be hacked because you're a celebrity.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, look, did we not learn anything when all those real Hollywood celebrities all had their, I think, wasn't it Scarlett Johansson and a whole bunch they all got hacked?
The Fappening is what it's called.
Is that what it was called?
It was called The Fappening and The Fappening 2. And basically, somebody went out and hacked iCloud and started getting celebrities' nude photos and videos and posting them online. And again, an awful violation of somebody's privacy. I mean, you know, some of them were kind of hot, but still, that's not, it's pretty bad. But I
mean, you're right though. Keep it, if you keep it off of social media and you can store it a million different ways, like you said, on the however you do it otherwise. But as long as you don't keep it to where it's accessible via the net, you're good.
My buddy Ro Pimpin on Twitter goes, I don't know how Barry talks into a mic, but that's not how you're supposed to talk into a mic. Well, that's when it sounded earlier, when it sounded so bad. That's why I had the microphone in my mouth. Apparently you're not supposed to do that. Who knew?
No.
That was broadcasting 101, I guess. I don't know. So the whole thing obviously went viral and people were freaking out about it and having some fun at his expense. So what happens then is Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum are online and they're having a video chat. They're live. And so they're talking and people can just join in and leave comments. So CJ McCollum starts reading comments that people were making in regards to him and Murray and the whole situation. Take a listen to what he said.
I don't want to put nothing around her neck. Like, I don't want to have her, they said my pubes look like Jamal Murray.
Hey, this is why you can't. It's why you can't have CJ on live, because you go
read the comments, bro. They said it looked like Katie's head.
Bro, what?
But it was a comment, bro. Hey, shout out to my guys, Jamal and Katie. But
was the first part where he was addressing his short and curlies?
Yes, he said, yo, they said my pubes look like Jamal Murray's pubes.
Oh, my goodness.
The best part, though, was when he goes, and they said it looks like Katie's head.
Yep.
That is so wrong. Oh my God, that is so wrong on so many levels. I just thought that was hilarious.
Oh, that is funny. And the thing is, too, it's like CJ McCollum's had his run-ins on social media before.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows how people chime in. He should have known better. But, yeah, you're just just letting it roll. Just once it comes out of your mouth, like, you can't bring it back. So there you have it.
Well, and his point's a good one. Well, Dame's point's a good one. Is sometimes you just read those comments and keep going. It's like on the text line. You know, there's a lot of text that we get that we don't read where it's like, wow, that's not nice or that's inappropriate or whatever. So you just ignore it and you keep moving. But CJ was having none of that. I guess he thought it was funny, so he read it. But that's good times right there.
Man, that's and you know what? That's the thing, too. But I think that that's a cool thing that Dame and CJ are doing that more players should do. And I will say this, whether it is I saw Davante Adams do it from the Packers. I saw that Donovan Mitchell was debating doing it. I don't know if he did it or not because he was still completely on lockdown for testing positive. But they go, I'm bored. Fire questions at me. Well, there's nothing that makes the fans feel more connected and love their favorite players and teams more than being able to like feel like they're having a conversation with them. So kudos right. to them for doing something like that, because I think that's really cool, and it just it really solidifies the bond between player, team, and their fan base, which I think is very, very cool.
Did you see what D-Nice did? You know who D-Nice is, right?
I do, but I did not see it.
So D-Nice is a producer, rapper, part of BDP, Boogie Down Productions, yep. KRS-One. Had a great song, Call Me D-Nice, outstanding beat. But he did a live dance party online. And I want to say it ended up getting like some at Walt, a listener of ours, mm-hmm. tagged me on the dance party. And I want to say that he was upwards of 100,000 people participating in it at one point. They just logged in and he was just DJing and talking to people. And so like famous people would join the dance party and he would shout them out. And then like if a rapper joined, he would play one of their songs. If a nice. Singer like Beyonce joined, he would play a Beyonce joint. It was really cool. So I guess he's going to do another one. But to me, that's the kind of cool stuff yes. is he's like, you know what? Let's have a live, you know, worldwide dance party. 100,000 people logged in to listen to him DJ and just shout people out and stuff. Pretty cool.
It is very cool. And the other thing that they've been doing when Broadway shut down too was some of the performers that have been on Broadway and some of the big producer director types too said, hey, I know that all these performances across the country are being canceled. You can't do your play or the things that you've been doing and wherever you've been doing it. Send me, you know, video of your performances and then I'll critique them if you want. But more than that, I'll reshare them with everybody so that the masses can at least see all the work you put in. And people found out there were a ton of talented kids out there that can sing and dance. And
oh, yeah.
It was very cool. And yeah. by the way, someone, when they put social distancing, shout out to @TyTony18. He put a picture of social distancing, the World Series trophy, and then a large amount of space between them and the Dodgers. That and the Dodgers. So,
oh, nice.
You could do that with the Yankees, too, I think. And bad news for you, Barry, because you were talking about performers and rappers and things like that. Slim Thug has now tested positive for the coronavirus.
I saw that.
Bad news.
Yeah, it is.
Get well soon.
Someone wrap Bun B in bubble wrap. Don't let him get.
That's the thing that I don't think people understand. When they keep saying, hey, it's going to get worse and it's going to get worse soon. Well, why do you think that is? Because now yeah. with public testing, every day the numbers are going up because every day they're going to test some more positives.
But so maybe don't get together. Yeah, maybe don't get together and do a radio show. Okay.
Well, we're both happy if you just stay right where you are.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking? Indeed. Are you talking about John and Lance? Because they
yeah,
maybe
that is weird,
maybe
though.
That was a shot at the morning show. Maybe so.
Whose house do you think that is?
I don't know if it's a house. I don't even know. It could be a different studio altogether. I don't know. I just know that they're
Granado's
together.
A big wig. I heard that he got to take like all the like remote equipment to his house.
That would
him
be and a AJ. Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and AJ fact. Took the Comrex. Yeah.
So wouldn't you think that would behoove Lance to have to go to John?
I don't know what that means. What
wouldn't
do you mean?
Because John has all the equipment.
Yeah,
John
I think that's what
moving.
Happened. I think Lance is the one who has traveled to wherever John was.
Yeah.
So he passes Wendy on the way to in the kitchen on the way to the basement where they're doing the broadcast? I don't know. All right, we got, wow, just like that. First hour in the books. Still 2 hours to go. Second hour of the show comes up next. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.